AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. NFL Week 12 kicked off with a snow game in Cleveland where the Browns stunned the Steelers 24-19. Nick Chubb ran in a pair of touchdowns, including the game winner with under a minute to go, to help the Browns improve to 3-8. Heavy snow in the second half helped contribute to a game that featured 5 fumbles and 4 turnovers. The Browns overcame 3 turnovers of their own in the second half to earn the win. Head coach Kevin Stefanski.
I don't know what it looked like on TV, but it was It was unique to just see it. I stopped looking at the pictures on the sideline just because it was, you couldn't tell. But yeah, our guys love playing under the lights. They love playing in front of these fans. Add the snow element. It was pretty cool.
Pittsburgh's 5-game win streak comes to an end as the Steelers fall to 8-3. One of the marquee games this Sunday will feature the 49ers and the Packers. San Francisco may be without their quarterback, Brock Purdy. He left practice Thursday with a sore throwing shoulder and will likely be a game-time decision. Big day in college football recruiting as the top 2 ranked members of the 2025 class made a splash. The number 1 overall prospect, quarterback Bryce Underwood from Belleville, Michigan, has flipped his commitment from LSU to Michigan, while highly touted quarterback Julian Lewis has committed to Colorado after recently decommitting from USC. NBA, Brandon Miller racked up a career-high 38 points to help the Hornets sting the Pistons 123-121 in overtime. The Raptors pick up their first back-to-back wins of the season, topping the Timberwolves 110-105. Harrison Barnes paced 8 Spurs in double figures with 25 points and 10 rebounds, leading San Antonio past Utah 126-118.
The beauty of our team is different guys can step up any given night. You know, before these last 2 games, I think I was shooting like 6 shots a game. So, you know, coaches just talked about just being aggressive, trying to get these wins, and that's what we're trying to do.
And the NBA game of the night was in Los Angeles. Correspondent Mark Myers has more.
Franz Wagner hit a step-back 3 with 2.5 seconds remaining, giving the Magic a 119-118 win over the Lakers. Wagner scored 15 in the fourth quarter and 37 overall, handing LA its first home loss this season. Jalen Suggs added 23 points. Anthony Davis led the Lakers with 39, but missed 3 crucial free throws in the closing seconds. LeBron James had 31.
Off the court, 76ers star Paul George will miss the next 2 games with a bone bruise in his left knee, while Mavericks star Luka Doncic has a wrist sprain and will be reevaluated in a week. College hoops in the Bahamas, where the lone top 25 matchup didn't disappoint. Jeremy Roach hit a 3-point buzzer beater in double overtime to help 13th-ranked Baylor stun number 22 St. John's 99-88. Also in the Bahamas, 11th-ranked Tennessee cruised past Virginia 64-42, and number 16 Indiana bounced UNC Greensboro 69-58, behind 20 points from Miles Rice. Still to come, baseball's MVPs have been announced, and we go ice level for the NHL's 10-game slate. Major League Baseball announced its MVPs for the 2024 season, and a couple World Series participants took home hardware. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge have been voted baseball's top players for the 2024 season. The 30-year-old Ohtani won his 3rd MVP award unanimously and his 1st in the National League in his inaugural season with the World Series winning Dodgers. Meanwhile, the 32-year-old Judge is taking home his 2nd American League MVP award and is the 1st Yankees player to receive the award unanimously since Mickey Mantle in 1956. Ohtani had baseball's first 50-50 season, finishing with 54 home runs and 59 steals and 130 RBIs. Judge led the major leagues with 58 homers and 144 RBIs.
NHL, the Hurricanes enter play 4 points behind the league-leading Jets. Correspondent Tom Merriam reports on their date with the Devils.
The Devils tied the Hurricanes for first place in the Metropolitan Division with a home ice 4-2 victory over Carolina. Dougie Hamilton's goal with just under 10 minutes remaining broke a 2-2 tie to give New Jersey the lead for good after the Canes' Andrei Svechnikov tied the game 12 seconds into the third period. Jesper Bratt then added his 2nd goal of the game 3.5 minutes later for the insurance tally. Bratt also had an assist. Jack Hughes had 3 assists for the Devils.
Something I think we've all mentioned before, we want to be a better team at home. And we know like that's been the best team in the league up to this point, so it's a really good effort out of us tonight.
Stefan Nason added a goal and an assist against his former team. Jack Roslovic scored his 11th of the season for Carolina to open the scoring against Jacob Markstrom, who finished with 20 saves for New Jersey.
AP correspondent Dave Ferry was in our nation's capital where the Avalanche faced the shorthanded Caps.
On a day they announced the Russian machine is broken, the Capitals absorbed the 2-1 loss to the Avalanche. Miles Wood had the go-ahead goal early in the third period against the Caps, who say Alex Ovechkin will be out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken broken left lower leg. Washington led 1-0 on a first period goal by Pierre-Luc Dubois, but the Avs tied it on a power play goal by Mikko Rantanen at 14:19 of the second.
Georgie made some big saves in the second, but offensive zone, we got some more time, more shots on net, more chances, so I think we started to play a little bit faster.
Alexander Georgiev handled 29 shots for Colorado, stopping breakaways on back-to-back Caps rushes in the second period. Logan Thompson was excellent in making 25 saves.
In Detroit, the Red Wings scored a pair of goals late in the third to shock the Islanders 2-1. It was the goal scorer's delight in Columbus, where Zach Werenski scored a pair of goals, including the overtime winner as the Blue Jackets nipped the Lightning 7-6. Jonas Korpisalo recorded his second shutout of the season and sixth of his career as Boston blanked Utah 1-0. Vegas edged Ottawa 3-2, extending its point streak against the Senators to 12 games going back to 2018. Jake Neighbors nets the winner in a shootout as the Blues slip past the Sharks 3-2. The Blackhawks snap a three-game skid, picking up points 14 and 15 on the season with a 3-1 knockout of the Panthers. Connor Zeri scored the game winner midway through the third to lift the Flames past the Rangers 3-2. The Wild iced the Oilers 5-3 behind a three-point night from Frederick Goudreau, who scored a pair of goals. And the LPGA season finale kicked off in Naples, Florida, where South Korean Na Rinan posted a bogey-free 64 to take the first-round lead at the CME Group Tour Championship. The winner's share is $4 million. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.